Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In the midst of the church, he opened his mouth, and the Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and clothed him in a robe of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you. Today, the church remembers St. Albert the Great, a bishop and doctor and mentor of St. Thomas Aquinas. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who made the Bishop St. Albert great by his joining of human wisdom to divine faith, grant, we pray, that we may so adhere to the truths he taught, that through progress and learning we may come to a deeper knowledge and love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Maccabees. From the descendants of Alexander's officers, there sprang a sinful offshoot, Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus, once a hostage at Rome. He became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Greeks. In those days there appeared in Israel men who were breakers of the law, and they seduced many people, saying, "Let us go and make an alliance with the Gentiles all around us. Since we separated from them, many evils have come upon us." The proposal was agreeable. Some from among the people promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. Thereupon, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem, according to the Gentile custom. They covered over the mark of their circumcision and abandoned the Holy Covenant. They allied themselves with the Gentiles and sold themselves to wrongdoing. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many children of Israel were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. On the 15th day of the month of Chislev, in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of burnt offerings. And in the surrounding cities of Judah, they built pagan altars. They also burned incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. And scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and burnt. Whoever was found with the scroll of the covenant, and whoever observed the law, was condemned to death by royal decree. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food, or to profane the holy covenant. And they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Though the snares of the wicked are twined about me, your law I have not forgotten. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may keep your precepts. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. I am attacked by malicious persecutors who are far from your law. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Far from sinners is salvation because they seek not your statutes. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. I beheld the apostates with loathing because they kept not to your promise. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe just a brief word about the first book of Maccabees that we heard our first reading from before we focus our attention on the gospel. But this story, as we begin to hear it today, is really the story of Hanukkah. And so the defilement of the temple and now the restoration that will come thereafter. So we'll hear that in the next days ahead as we make our way through these readings at Daily Mass. But I'd like to focus a little bit on the story of the blind man as Jesus is approaching Jericho. And in another gospel, the blind man is named. His name is Bartimaeus. And I think there's a lot of richness in the gospel. In fact, it's actually one of my favorite gospels to preach on and to teach about, because I really think there's a great depth here in a few different ways. Typically, what I like to draw out is the fact of intercessory prayer, of why we pray, why we make petitionary prayer. And for a long time, I struggled with that personally, all the petitions you receive, the prayers you pray, and I had some intellectual hang-ups with petitionary prayer, and one day I encountered this gospel as I was ready to preach on it, and realized, well, why is it that we offer our prayers of petition? Because Jesus wants us to ask. Bartimaeus comes to Jesus, Jesus brings him in front of him, and Jesus knows he's blind. He can see that. Jesus knows what he wants. He knows the depths of everybody's heart. But yet he asks this blind man, Bartimaeus, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" And he says, "I want to see." And Jesus opens his eyes. So that was really a eye-opening moment for myself, kind of removing blindness in my own life about intercessory prayer when I encountered this gospel. But I'd like to focus also on the beginning and the end of the gospel that we just heard as well. So this man is blind. He's at the side of the road. And so he really is reliant upon so many other people for knowledge and for everything. So how is it that he hears that Jesus is coming? Well, he hears the commotion, and he hears the crowd, and he inquires what was happening, and some bystander says, well, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. So someone else had to point out to this blind man that Jesus was walking by. But then he begins to cry out, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And well, what does that mean? Well, it means that someone even before this moment told him who Jesus was, that the stories of Jesus as he was in this area had already reached this blind man, that maybe some passerby days earlier shared with him their encounter with Jesus and what he taught and what he did, maybe some of the signs and wonders that they saw. So the blind man is really reliant. He needs other people to share this information, to point Jesus out to him. And so as he receives it, well, then he's able to go to the Lord and have this really life-transforming moment in which he wasn't able to see, but now he is able to see. And then at the very end of the gospel, we have that he immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. So again, we have Bartimaeus. He's giving glory to God. He's praising God. He's thanking God for what he has done. He chooses to follow Jesus. We don't know for how long he follows him, but he makes that decision. He received his sight and followed him and gave glory to God. But what else happens? Well, the other people, the ones who were kind of were rebuking him, well, they see what Jesus does, and this moves them to give glory to God themselves. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. For us then, we know that when we receive a grace or a blessing from Almighty God in our own life, that it's a moment for us to give praise, to give thanks, to testify to it to other people. But then also, we might be the other bystanders ourselves, that we see what God is doing in the life of another person. And as we see that, well, then that moves us to give thanks ourselves. It moves us to praise God for what he has done, that we don't need to be jealous, but rather to be grateful. Bartimaeus had his eyes opened because other people told him who was coming by. And as he heard it, he allowed that information, he took it and did something with it, which then ultimately moved him to praise and thanks for God. In our own life, maybe we can think of the people that have pointed Jesus out to us along the way, or how we've pointed Jesus out to someone else. And as we've done that, as we've given, and as we've received, well, then we too can give glory and praise to God. Let us now together offer our prayers, a petition to God, our loving Father. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he may continue to be a witness to the loving mercy of Christ in our world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations of the priesthood, religious life, and marriage, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that like St. Albert the Great, we may be open to the truth and always seek to grow in wisdom, we pray to the Lord. For those who are hospitalized or homebound, especially those who are alone, that our Lord will draw close to them with his healing presence, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Janice Anderson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, you opened the eyes of the blind man to see all the good that you have done. Open our eyes so that we might see you at work in our world and might be moved to give thanks and praise to you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine. We offer you fruit of the vine and work of human hands, and will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifice which we gladly present on the feast day of Blessed Albert be pleasing to you, O God. For taught by him, we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits you crown your own gifts. By their way of life you offer us an example, by communion with them you give us companionship, by their intercession sure support, so that, encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory. Through Christ our Lord, and so with the angels and archangels and with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, and with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with St. Albert the Great, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Ponders the law of the Lord day and night, will yield his fruit in due season. Receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Through Christ the Teacher, O Lord, we pray, instruct those you feed with Christ the living bread, that on the feast day of Blessed Albert they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to pray the rosary tonight with Father Rocky on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
St.
Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be generous and courageous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.